The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
You will remember the case of Amanda Knox. Amanda Knox was the woman who was arrested and for the murder of Meredith Kercher, her roommate in Perugia in Italy. She was convicted of that murder in 2009 and sentenced to 26 years in prison. 2 years later, the conviction was overturned and she was released. She then returned to the States. 2 years after that, there was another trial and she was successfully prosecuted. And then just over 10 years ago now, in 2015, the Italian Supreme Court of Cassation definitively acquitted Knox of the murder. And some of what that court said in their analysis of the way that the prosecution had been run was scathing, to say the least. They said that there were glaring errors, there was investigative amnesia, there were guilty omissions, sensational failures on the prosecution, culpable omissions on behalf of the prosecution. Now, weirdly, she was still held liable for a defamation that she made when she said that somebody else had murdered Meredith Kercher, and that was seen to be a defamatory statement, despite the stress that she was put under during the prosecution's investigation and during the interviews. But having now been definitively exonerated from the original crime, she has made a documentary entitled Mouth of the Wolf, Amanda Knox Returns to Italy. And she has gone back to Italy to face the man who ran that prosecution and who, inter alia, developed this whole web of lies about her having been involved in sort of sexual deviancy in a group of people and having been, of course, materially involved in the murder of Meredith Kercher. She goes back and actually addresses him and faces him. And the documentary recounts that. I spoke to her before we came on air and I asked her about her experience and started by asking her why she would return to Italy when you might think it is the last thing she would want to do.
Yeah, it's a great question, because I think that we live in a world that really emphasizes not seeking out conflict. We have enough conflict in our lives, and I've certainly had enough in my young life experience. But I think that what this documentary really reveals is the process of grief. I think it's a very relatable story insofar as bad things happen to all of us and we're trying to understand why, especially when it's at the hands of other human beings, and trying to reconcile with that. I think I was living with a lot of fear and dread and unresolved trauma. And really, I have to say that being pregnant with my daughter really was a catalyst for this journey that I went on, because I was, you know, as someone who was carrying another human being inside my body, I was really aware of all of this damage and what felt like poison inside of me. And I felt like I needed to resolve all of this horribleness that had happened to me and around me. And the only way that I could do that, the only way I could run away, was by confronting head on this terrible ordeal. And in so doing, hopefully not pass on unintentionally some trauma to my daughter and eventually to my son.
I'm intrigued by what it must be like to have gone through what you did, because a lot of people go through difficult experiences. But there's a line from a man who was at one point Reagan's agriculture secretary, who was wrongly accused of fraud. And at the end of his exoneration, he said, "Where do I go to get my reputation back?" That thing for you, I mean, how do you square the fact that no matter what you do and no matter what the exoneration, you will always be associated with something that you did not do?
It is another aspect of the grief that comes from all of this, because unlike Reagan's secretary, at least he had a history, his career behind him that spoke for him. I was an anonymous kid when all of this happened. And so I went from being nobody had any idea of who I was to one of the most hated young women on the planet. And the stigma of being accused and of being thought of having to do with this horrific thing that happened to my roommate, who herself was also another young woman. It's just, it's an incredible burden to bear to this day. And one of the things that I was hoping to do when in going back to Italy, and particularly in confronting my prosecutor, was seeing if he recognized that I was carrying the burden of his decisions. I was carrying the infamy of someone else's crimes, and what he made out of all of that. I think anybody who's been harmed by another person wants to know if they recognize the extent of the harm that they have done and if they have any feelings about that whatsoever. And so that was something that I was seeking the answer to.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew Tee, No BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant, that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
You know that wellness goal you set at the start of the year? It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's kachava.com, code NEWS.
Well, that's particularly extraordinary in your case, because, I mean, there are prosecutors where you would say, well, they were just doing their job and that is the system. But in his instance, he drove such an egregious miscarriage of justice and did it with such fervor that he is much more culpable than simply doing his job. Before we get to your interaction with him, that thing of the legacy of it with you, how does that manifest day to day? Can you just go into rooms and be Amanda? Can you go to job interviews and be Amanda? Or are you always Amanda Knox, famous for having been embroiled in this?
I am always Amanda Knox, famous for having been embroiled in all of this. And I mean, there's no escaping that. I've had to learn to embrace that fact as a part of my identity, to try to not allow that to seem like a burden that I'm carrying, but rather something that is like, that informs me. It's almost like I've been through one of the most harshest PhDs possible, and now I have expertise in a certain arena, and I'm trying to really focus in on that, like what this experience has taught me. But all the same, like, to this day, I have no relationship with Meredith's family because of the stigma and the associated horribleness of it. I couldn't travel to Japan recently. I was going to go on a vacation with my husband, and I was denied entry at the border. So on a day to day, I still live with the burden of being associated with a heinous crime that I had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with. And I'm still seeking legal satisfaction in that regard. I'm still wrongly convicted of a lesser crime associated with this entire ordeal in Italy, but the European Court of Human Rights has accepted my appeal again, and I'm awaiting a decision from them this year. So the legal drama of it all is still ongoing. But beyond that, it's been 10 years, over 10 years, since I was definitively exonerated of having anything to do with Meredith's murder. And to this day, people still hold me to account. They still look to me for answers that I do not have. And it is an incredible struggle for me, especially when I'm, explicitly or implicitly pitted against my friend and my roommate who died a horrible death that never should have happened.
That's the bit that I don't understand, how you are not permanently embittered by it. It'll be, you know, it's one thing to go through the experience. It's one thing to say, I have been through a trauma of that degree, losing a friend and roommate. But to have this be part of your life against your will, do you carry a bitterness?
You know, a lot of people look to me and say, wow, I'm so surprised that you're not more angry about this. And I was like, oh, no, no, don't misunderstand. I'm very, very angry. I'm very, very hurt. I think I am really lucky in that anger and hurt are not the predominant feelings that I feel. They are certainly extremely deep, and I've had to stare into darkest abysses. I've contemplated suicide while I was in prison for this crime I didn't commit. And so I have absolutely a lot of pain that doesn't just go away, right? That said, I think that I feel really lucky to be alive. Like, I could not have survived this experience. It's a fluke that I wasn't home that night and I didn't get raped and murdered too. And so when I look back on my life, I don't just see all the things that were taken from me. I look at what I still have. I had a family who loved and supported me. I had, you know, people come out of the woodwork, experts in DNA and legal matters who came out and spoke out early because they saw a miscarriage of justice taking place. And I see now a life that has a lot of purpose and a lot of fulfillment in raising awareness about criminal justice issues that I was completely ignorant of before I went through this experience. So yes, there's a lot that I've had to grieve and that I'm still grieving. But I also am completely and constantly aware of how precious life is and how lucky I am to be alive today and to have the things that I have.
Talk to me then, Amanda, about the meeting with Giuliano Mignini, because obviously the last time you would, I assume, have seen him face to face was when he was in the process of getting you jailed. And not only did he get you jailed, he constructed a fallacy. He constructed a story that was rooted in sexual deviancy, that was rooted in corruption and malign intent on your part. It was, he pushed the boat out as far as the boat could be pushed out. What was it like seeing him again?
Oh my God. It was surreal. I remember going into that encounter with him being very afraid. You know, he is this figure who was this nightmarish vision in my life. He was he was somebody who had been hell-bent on destroying me and my life for apparently no reason. And over the course of 2 years leading up to this encounter, I had been corresponding with him. I had first reached out via letter and was corresponding with him at length before this encounter. But even so, I was on his territory, which had been, you know, I went back to Italy in order to do this. I felt like I was exposed and really taking a huge risk, a risk that my family was outraged that I was taking, to be frank. And they didn't quite understand what I was trying to do. And I remember walking into that room and just being so scared about what it was going to be like to be around him, because I had only ever seen him in the police office and in the courtroom, but also afraid that I wasn't going to be my best self. You know, I came to that room not just for answers, but to extend an olive branch. And I was afraid that those angry, hurt parts of myself were going to render me dysfunctional and reactive, and were not going to allow me to come with the open heart and the open mind that I intended to come to that meeting with. And fortunately, it was very disarming to encounter him, not in his, you know, judge's robes. You know, in Italy, they wear these very impressive robes to the courtroom. But, you know, he was in a fishing vest, and he looked just like somebody's grandpa, because, of course, he is also just somebody's grandpa. And it really helped me to see him, to witness him in a very, very different context. And I have to give him credit, too. Like, he didn't have to show up that day, but he did. And he was willing to share with me how his understanding of the case had evolved with time. And that was something that was a very big gift to me, that he was not crystallized in the worst way that he had been towards me. He had evolved since then. He had softened. He had the benefit of hindsight, and I think also the benefit of his retirement to appreciate things in a new light and to share that with me.
And obviously that interaction is at the heart of Mouth of the Wolf, the story of your return to Italy, and it is streaming now. So Mouth of the Wolf, Amanda Knox returns to Italy. Amanda, let me ask you as the final thing, I suppose what is the offensive question, but you would be aware that it is the case. I have no doubt that as we talk, there will be people who will have watched the coverage at the time. There'll be people who have watched documentaries, and they will be saying, to this day, I still believe she did it. What do you say to them?
I would say watch the documentary, because I think that a lot of people believe I had something to do with it because of how they interpreted my behavior very early on. They try to interpret who I am based upon tiny slivers of footage that was taken very early on in the investigation. And here is a very intimate portrait of who I really am, taken by my husband. He videotaped this entire thing from his phone. And so if you want to see who I really am, and this is not like, this is me when I am not at my best, when I am really struggling to reconcile with all of this. Like, if you really want to have an insight into the person who you think had something to do with this crime, I would invite you to look at this comprehensive examination, this unprecedented footage of me that I think speaks volumes more than the slivers of footage that people have used to define me in the past.
Amanda Knox there, and that documentary, Mouth of the Wolf, Amanda Knox Returns to Italy, is streaming on Disney Plus as we speak.
You know that goal you set at the start of the year? You can still do it, whether you're committed to a thru-hike with friends, lifting heavier, or simply walking more. It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. Because quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your back stock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, simplify your progress with just 2 scoops of the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS. Ka'Chava.com, code NEWS.